If you had a personal assistant, would you get more done? Would someone to book your appointments or schedule flights make your life easier? Well, that's what Microsoft was thinking when the company developed a virtual personal assistant named Laura. She's a talking head on a computer screen, and with Laura at the boss's door, you might hear this in the future.
Hi, are you looking for Eric?
Yes.
I'm his virtual admin. I know he has a meeting scheduled with you, but he's running a bit late from a previous meeting in Building 34. You can go ahead and wave in his office if you'd like.
The Eric in that is Eric Horvitz, a researcher at Microsoft. He specializes in machine learning and has been working on the development of Laura. He joins us from Microsoft's headquarters in Redmond, Washington. Eric, welcome to the program.
Hi.
Tell us how she works.
Well, she's in her case, or I should say it, to not get too anthropomorphic here. We give the apparatus access to my calendar and statistics of my comings and goings in this particular application that helps people at my door.
So if people approach your door and Laura is there, can she tell a lot about that person by their face in terms of face recognition, their voice recognition, and other things as well?
Well, she currently looks at the calendar to make sure, and she can recognize whether or not these people actually are on my schedule. She actually can see how many people are out there and whether they're in a group or not or separate. She gets a sense for whether they want to engage her versus pass by, maybe with a little hello. The idea is to bring computers together with people and have a mix that sort of, you know, enhances the quality of our lives in a variety of ways. For example, imagine someday in inner cities in developing nations having kiosks that can actually assist with medical triage and understand when to bring to bear the human, very limited human resources. So it's not really to replace. It's in some ways to complement.
In the future, if I wanted my own virtual computer assistant, I could basically make up anybody I wanted?
Absolutely. In fact, we're working on a medical system right now that has very deep knowledge in pediatrics. And believe it or not, the models that we built to do the thinking about how to do diagnosis were built by my favorite attending physician at Stanford when I was in medical school at Stanford. And we want to basically capture his essence, his face, and his emotive ways as a great pediatrician.
Eric Horvitz is a principal researcher at Microsoft, talking about the virtual assistant, Laura. He joined us from Microsoft's headquarters in Redmond, Washington. Thanks a lot for your time.
It's been a pleasure.
This is NPR News.